This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. It's important for surgeons to be on their game in the operating room, but sometimes bulky gowns can be an obstacle. Now, a collaboration between two Central Ohio institutions hopes to find solutions at the intersection of art and science. Anne Jarrell is a nurse at Mount Carmel, New Albany. But at 6 o'clock on a Monday night, she finds herself back in a classroom at the Columbus College of Art and Design.
Actually, my daughter is a student here, and they asked her, does she know anyone in the healthcare business? And here I am, helping out, giving my opinion.
Anne's daughter, Hannah, is a junior, taking a class dedicated to reinventing surgical gowns for Cardinal Health. Hannah is a fashion major, but focusing on things like sterility and universal sizing is new to her.
We mostly design for like aesthetic and looks, and we go for trends and colors and seasons. And this time it's like, this is an all season thing. This is the same color blue. Like, so I had to really get out of the mindset of, you know, doing stuff for aesthetic and doing it for function.
Her mom and other professionals in the health field mill about the cluttered classroom. It's a far cry from the order of an OR, but they find a way to simulate one.
And we ended up playing a game of operation to simulate how it might feel in the real world. And so we were just trying to see how we could move around in them, and then afterward give our opinion of, you know, how the gown worked and felt.
And the opinions abound.
Well, some of them are, you know, were kind of stiff. Some of them didn't hold well at the neck, so they could potentially fall off of staff and land on a patient. Some of them, the sleeves weren't long enough.
That was not the problem with Marshall Stokes' design. She and teammate Elise Applewhite created a gown with extended sleeves and thumb holes so the sleeves wouldn't ride up, like the shirts that some runners wear.
The feedback that we received tonight had a lot to do with the glove gown interaction. So the sleeve that we created, surprisingly, it did not go over well, but we're taking that feedback to adjust the design.
She says that feedback is critical, as medical restrictions and details could escape a design student.
A lot of the creativity that we come up with, we realize automatically doesn't fit within the scope of what it takes to have a successful surgical gown.
That also includes things like regulating temperature through what can be hours-long surgery and guaranteeing doctors and nurses aren't exposed to any biological contaminants. Surgical dress has been more or less the same since the 1970s, but instructor Matthew Moore says that's no reason to keep the status quo.
Unless they're absolutely perfect, there's room for improvement. And if we can improve that experience, if we can improve the feeling the surgeon has after working with them for 4 hours, then we are essentially improving the situation and then improving outcomes.
That weighs heavily on student Elise Applewhite's mind as she approaches the assignment.
Putting yourself in the shoes of the surgeon and putting yourself in the operating room and truly understanding and having that empathy and knowing that this is what people are wearing to save people's lives. So it's a big thing, and we're grateful.
A representative from Cardinal Health says if the student's final recommendations are cost-effective, meet medical requirements, and improve on the heating, sizing, and fit issues, they'll make the changes. The students only have a few more weeks of class to finish, but nurse Anne Jarrell has faith.
I mean, I can see there's just a couple bumps in the road that they're working on, and they'll get there.
Claire Roth, WOSU News.